and get ready to receive with meekness the engrafted word, for it is able to save our souls. Can we greet the pastor?
Amen. Wait a minute. Before you greet me, let's what position? Let the praise begin. How many want the praise to begin? How many know when the praise go up, blessings? And y'all accompany me. When praises go up, blessings come down. And how many know that God inhabits the praises of his people? So can my musicians get in? Let's go. Come on, ready? Go. Boom.
John 18, chapter 3, verses 33 to 38.
And I won't be long because we do need to get out of time to meet the New Jerusalem by 4. Amen. But it's just so good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. I had an element. We can't figure out where the element came from. Some say one, some say another. Right? An element. So I've been struggling with this element, and I'm not going to tell you where it came from because the doctor says one thing, but I'm a self-diagnosis. I don't know if that's good or bad. Amen. So you might notice that I want you short. Look here, I want you short. My wife said, you're going to be standing behind that portal, you're going to be walking today. You walk. I will walk. I don't know how fast. By purpose, I said, you know, I am a man. I didn't sleep all night, but I can still come to church. Because I want to tell God, thank you.
Yes,
Lord. Besides that, last week Danny came to church and his leg looked like somebody had put a balloon in his leg and so big. I was like, Danny, that can't be your leg. He said, yes, it is. I said, well, if you could come to church with that swollen leg, I'm going to come to church too. Amen. We have to use each other. The Bible says to talk about provoking one another to what? Godly jealousy. Amen. Nevertheless, that's a sus, right? That is a sus, right? Yeah, both shoes. But I was going to take both shoes out and fool everybody. I said, ah, never mind. Amen. All right, let's go to verse 33 of this 18th chapter of John. 33rd verse reads, then Pilate entered into the judgment hall. Amen. Do you have that? Then Pilate entered the judgment hall and called Jesus and said unto him, art thou the King of the Jews? Jesus answered him, sayest thou this thing about thyself, or did others tell it of me? Pilate answered, am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered unto me.
What hast thou done? Jesus answered, my kingdom is
not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest, I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world. Thou sayest, I am a king.
Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice.
I said unto him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out to the Jews and said unto them, I find Father, we thank you. Lord, we honor you. We bless your name. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to come to church one more time. Lord, we thank you that you are a keeper. Lord, thank you for being a way maker. And Lord, as we stand in your presence today, we ask you to speak. Lord, we ask you to touch some soul this afternoon. Lord, someone came in today not feeling the greatest. Lord, we ask you to touch them for healing touch. Lord, someone came in today, oh God, a sound in their mind. We pray and ask in the name of Jesus, give them clarity of mind. Lord, someone came in with a troubled heart. Lord, we ask you to heal the troubled heart. And Lord, we ask you to send a word to heal, send a word to deliver. Most of all, send a word to set free.
Yes.
And for this, we thank you. Can the church say in Jesus' name,
Jesus.
Amen, and you may be seated. We know this is the final stages of Jesus' life. When he appeared before Pilate, and Pilate had been questioning Jesus about who he was and what was his purpose. How many know all of us got purpose? Everybody that God ever created, you have a purpose. Amen. Don't let anyone ever put a label on you that you're no good and you're not worth anything. All of us have purpose. And all of us are important to God. In the sight of God, we are all very important. But in the case of Jesus, the Jews did not want to accept his call of God. They did not want to accept his purpose. So Pilate questions him about who he is and where he's from and what is his calling. Anybody have a calling? Once you got saved, you got a calling. Once you were born, you had a calling. Amen. The Bible says that the grace of God has appeared unto all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts. Amen. That we ought to live soberly and righteously in this present world. A lot of people are waiting till they get to heaven. He said, no, I'm calling us to live godly and righteously right now. I know a lot of people are trying to wait, but God's call for all of our lives is for us to live righteous right now. So Pilate continues his discourse about Jesus' kingdom. And Jesus tries to tell Pilate, he said, you're focusing on the wrong kingdom. You're looking at the kingdom of this world. He said, my kingdom? Not of this world. He said, because of my kingdom was of this world, then my servants would be fighting. Amen. So Pilate continues his discourse. And in verse 37 he says, Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou said, I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. He said, my whole purpose is to bear witness unto the truth. He said, everyone that is of the truth, Lord, thank you. If you're the truth, you will hear God's voice. He said, some of the people is of the truth. Anyone that's of the truth will hear my voice. And you know what I like about God? God doesn't have an age limit on hearing his voice. I remember being a young child and hearing God's voice. I didn't make the move of salvation, but God was preparing me. And so I said, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. God was preparing me. I wasn't ready yet. But God was ordering my steps, because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So God was ordering my steps. Verse 38, Pilate says unto him, what is truth? So that's our message today is, what is truth? What is truth? When you think about it, what is the truth? Look at somebody and tell them, God is truth. God is truth. Then what is truth then? God is truth. Now before we get into this, I'm going to show you how great our God is that we serve. Now God is what?
Truth.
How many know God is truth? The Bible says, he said, but oh God, the devil was a liar from the beginning. Many people have lost confidence and trust in God because they believe a lie instead of believing God, who is of the truth. Well, God is truth. John 3:33 reads, he that received this testimony has set his seal that God is truth. And then the scripture says in Samuel that God is not a man that he should lie, neither is the son of man that he should repent. It says, if God has said it, shall he not do it? If God has spoken it, shall it not come to pass? For because God is truth. Amen. In the book of Corinthians, the scripture says about God and his promises. It says, all the promises of God in him are yea and amen. and cannot lie, for there's only one truth. So if God is truth and cannot lie, then John writes in 2 John that the anointing is true, and if we know the anointing is the Holy Ghost and cannot lie, so that means God and the Holy Ghost
are one.
Because there's only
one truth.
Y'all with me? Alright, so then we go down to Jesus in John, the 14th chapter and the 6th verse. Thomas is talking to Jesus, trying to figure out, Lord, you told us. Now I'm feeling, y'all, I'm just going to the verses. Y'all can read the other parts for yourself, y'all.
Amen.
Thomas said, Lord, you said the way you're going, we know that. Where you're going, we know. He said, how can we know the way? How do we know where you're going? Jesus said,
yeah.
Because once you believe the lie, then he will open up more lies to you. But John, the 8th chapter, let's go down around the 42nd to 44th verse. Hold on one minute. Let me just grab this right quick in my Bible, because I didn't print those scriptures out. But give me 1 minute. He says in verse 42, Jesus said unto them, if God were your fathers, ye would love me, for I proceed forth and came from God. Never came I mind of myself, but he sent me. He said, why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear. He said, but my sheep hear. So the devil has to mix our minds up so we cannot discern the voice of God. And we don't know what to accept and what to believe. So then we walk on the premises. We walk on the boundary. We don't know what to do because of the devil's lie. You see, well, God said, if I do this, he'll bless me. But in the back of my mind, we won't do it because he said, maybe God won't bless me. The scripture says, he said, whereby two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to tell a lie. If God said it, you ought to believe it. If God said it, you need to embrace it. You know, so what the devil does to test us and to prove us, God allows us to go through a test. He'll send some unbelieving person by to say, well, you should believe that about God. Hallelujah. Don't believe the devil's lie. So Jesus said, you should have understood this. Verse 44 says, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father will ye do. He was a murderer from the beginning. And because there is no, so God is true. But the devil has no truth in him. So when God said, if you do this, this is what I will do. And then we stop believing what God says and believe the lie, there is no truth. Then we say, well, how come my situation has not changed? How come I haven't been set free? Because you haven't embraced the truth. You're not embracing God. You are walking in the quandaries and confusion and caught in between two opinions.
That's right.
I heard a line said, if God be God, then serve him.
Yes.
But if Baal be God, then serve him. And the Bible said, because the people had no moral fiber, no conviction, they didn't say a word.
Yes.
In God, there is no lie. In God, God, there is no error. The scripture says, I believe somewhere in Samuel, it says the strength of Israel cannot lie. The strength of Israel will not lie. The strength of Israel will make a way, but the devil messes up our mind. Listen, if you don't know where you're going, you're lost.
Amen.
It's just for this. If you, what's Saratoga? Saratoga is south, right?
North.
I'm telling you, y'all, come on. Saratoga is south.
North.
No, it's south.
North.
It's east.
North.
It's west.
North.
Anybody know Saratoga is?
North.
Well, a whole lot of people are going the wrong way. Trying to get the same with God. God says, come on.
Great!
trying to speak to him. Say, yeah, you had me down for a long time. Whether it's the addiction or the this or the that. Say, you had me down. Look at something.